Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday, Yutes Teves, 3rd of January 21, Dayan Yohannes and David Hul Shlita, 10 gold coins for a mitzvah.
Good morning, we start the Shia today with the Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, we're talking about the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, Yishech, a Haya or an Oif. So you have to cover the blood, the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, so possibly in the Torah. So the Gemara Tana Rabbanon v'shofach v'chisa. Misha shofach yichasa. The mitzvah to do kisei adam is primarily on the person who did the shechita. He's supposed to do the kisei adam. Shofach v'lo kisa. What happens if he checked it and he didn't cover the dam? Ro'o acher, someone else, saw it. Minayin shechai l'chasas. How do you know that he's mechuyev to do it if the first person doesn't do it? So the primary mitzvah is on the person who shechted to do kisei adam. But if he doesn't do it, then anybody else should come along and do it. Says the Gemara, brings another brisa, the same thing. And then it says, there was once a story that happened, that someone shechted a chicken or a chayav. His friend rushed forward and did the kisei adam before the person who shechted could do the kisei adam. It wasn't that he didn't want to do it, he wanted to do it, but someone else grabbed the mitzvah away from him. The chiyavoy Rabban Gamliel litan lo asor zehuvim. Rabban Gamliel was mechayev, the one who did the kisui, to compensate the shochet with 10 zehuvim, with 10 gold coins, because he took away the mitzvah from him. Now, the Gemara points out that when you do a mitzvah, like kisui adam, for example, there's a brocha that goes with it. So the Gemara says, Iboy Elohu, the Bnei Yeshiva asked the Shaila, Tzchar Mitzvah, Tzchar Brocha. What was the reason why you would find him 10 Zehuvim? Is it for the Mitzvah that was taken away, or the Brocha that was taken away? Says the Gemara, Lamay Nafkimina. The Birchas HaMozen, for Birchas HaMozen, Iyomit B'Tzchar Mitzvah, Achasi. There's one Mitzvah, so you get 10 Zehuvim, you take away someone else's Birchas HaMozen. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying.
How do you take someone's Birchas
HaMozen? We'll see soon. V'Yomit Tzchar Brocha, Havyon Arboyim. Well, if it's the 10 zehuvim is because he took away his brocha, then Birchas HaMozen is actually 4 brochas, he would have to pay 40 zehuvim. Nice, what is the halacha? So the Gemara brings us a story. Toshama, Domele Ahut Stuki to Rebbe. There was a Stuki who came to Rebbe, and he said to him, Misha Yotzahorim Loi Boro Ruach. Whoever created the mountains didn't create the wind. Misha Boro Ruach Loi Yotzahorim. Dichsev, and he quoted the Pasuk. Gihina Yotzahorim Loi Boro Ruach. Omalei, so Rebbe said to him, Shoita, Shafid or Sefid the Krah. Look at the end of the Pasuk. Hashem Tzvokos, Shemoi, it says Rabbani Shalom is the one who did it. So Rabbani Shalom did both. It's not two Rishus, Chas V'Shalom, it's one Rishus. So the Tzaduki was stumped. Omalei, Nukot Yizimna Tlosu Yoimi, Mahadran Loch Tiyurta. The Tzaduki said, give me 3 days to look into this, I'll come back with an answer. Yosef Rebbe Tlosu Tanisa, Rebbe sat for 3 days fasting. Kiyavu boy mevorach, when he finally wanted to actually make a bracha and start eating, Omrulei Tzaduki koya bova. They told Rebbe that Tzaduki is standing by the door. Rebbe wasn't very happy about that. But it turned out that it was a different Tzaduki who turned up. And he said, Rebbe, mevasel tovus ani loch, I've got good news for you. The previous Tzaduki who was causing you trouble couldn't find an answer in 3 days. He went up on the roof, he fell off the roof and he died. So Rebbe said to the second Tzaduki who was now there, you want to join me for my meal? So he said, yes. Once they finished eating and drinking, Amalei, Rebbe said to the Tzaduki, do you want to drink the kosel brocha? Or would you rather take 40 zehuvim? The implication, the chayra being, do you want to lead us in the benching? Now, in the days of Chazal, when one person benched and was mochi everybody else, not like nowadays when we all bench ourselves, one person was mochi everybody else. So Pashas Rebbe was saying to him, Kosher Brocha Tashoisa, do you want to lead us in the benching? Or alternatively, would you like to take 40 Zehuvim? Well, the Tzuki actually said, Omalei Kosher Brocha Nishoisa, I'll take the Kosher Brocha. Yotzes Zabasko, a heavenly voice came out, Omra, Kosher Brocha Yishava Arboim Zehuvim. The kosher brocha is worth 40 zehuvim because Rebbe was offering him 40 zehuvim in place of the kosher brocha. Kipshutoi, what was happening? Rebbe said to him, would you like to lead us in benching? Or alternatively, I will do it, but then I have to compensate you for the 40 zuhub, for the four brachos that you would have said, and I have to give you 40 zuhubim. Oh, so it's a bit different to the cases we mentioned earlier. Before, we were talking about someone who stole the mitzvah from somebody else, grabbed it away from somebody else, and he gives him 40 zuhubim. Yeah. And moreover, we're talking about a mitzvah which belongs to somebody. The sheikhet checked the jikin, so the Gemara says he's mechuyev to do the kisei adam. Someone else takes it away from him, has to pay him compensation. Here, however, the tzaduki didn't own the benching. It's true that halacha is the oirach mevarach. You're supposed to be mechabad the oirach with benching. You don't, it's not his mitzvah though. And if someone else benches, surely one wouldn't expect him to have to pay compensation. And anyway, Rebbe gave him a choice. Rebbe said to him, "You can bench if you like. So if you don't want to bench, why should Rebbe have to give him 40 zuvim?" But that's the pashtus of the Gemara. There is a very interesting Rashi on this. When Rebbe offered him the tzeduki, either kotzo brocha tashoito or arboim zehuvim atanoito, Rashi says, what's arboim zehuvim? Schar darad brochus sho'oina achareim omein. The 40 zehuvim would be the reward for four brochus for which you answer after them omein. Why does Rashi add in this business about answering omein after the brochus? The Gemara doesn't talk about that at all. We'll come to that in Mitzvah Hashem in a few minutes. So, Al-Kabonim, the Gemara learns from here that if you take away a mitzvah from somebody else, you have to pay him 40 zuhub, 10 zuhubim. There's a Sheini Remez in the Oz Ruah, one of the Rishonim he brings down. He says that Eliezer, when he gave Rivka, he gave her two tzmidim, two bracelets, Asor Zahov Mishkolam, which weighed 10 zahov. Says the Oz Ruah, because when Rivka gave to drink to Eliezer and his camels, so Eliezer bowed down to Hashem and he said, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Adoni Avraham. He made a brocha, he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Eliezer said to Rivka, you caused me to make a brocha, and a brocha is worth 10 zehuvim. So I'm going to give you Shnei Tzmidim, Asar Azav Mishkolam, he gave her 10 zehuvim. There's also an interesting remez in the Chidushim Aram in Prague on the Tor, who says that the Pasuk in the Korban of the Nesiim says, Kaf Achas Asar Azav. Says the Maral, Kaf is Gematria, 100, Kiyotua. That's a remnant of the 100 brachas a person says every day. Kaf, Achas, Asar, Azov. Each one of those brachas is worth 10 Zohar. There's another Gemara in Baba Kama where this Sugi is mentioned briefly again. That's Baba Kama, Dav Tzadik Aleph Omdav. Sorry?
It doesn't read that.
I don't know.
100 times 10.
No. 100 times 10 is much. It's 1,000, absolutely. Yeah. But he says, a calf is 100. Achas asar azav. Each one of those is worth 100. That's what he's up to. The Gemara of Baba Kama says like this. There was a Rabbi Baba Chonin saying over a brisa in front of Rav. And the brisa was, a person said, Shevi Aragdad and Tiyosei Kotzatzta. Someone comes to Beis Din and accuses somebody else of killing his shor or cutting down his tree. And the other person said, it's true I did it, but you told me to do it. Then he's potter. So Rav said, no, there can't be such a brisa. The shof is kail of riyosa. Everyone will go along and damage somebody else and say, you told me to do it. It can't be. So Rav Abahan said, should I scratch this brisa? Should I scrap it? So Rav says, no. You can teach over the brisa, but you have to explain. It's talking about a case where the shor was anyway going to be killed because it was a dangerous shor. Or the tree was anyway going to be cut down because it was looking like it was going to fall any day and it was dangerous. And therefore, there's no financial claim here. Says the Gemara, so what's the argument about? What's he complaining about? You cut down my tree, or you? Says the Gemara, no, the owner was complaining. You took away my mitzvah. If it was a dangerous shor or a dangerous tree, it's a mitzvah to kill the shor or to cut down the tree, and he's accusing him. You told me you took away my mitzvah, and the other person says, no, you told me to do it. That's what the Brisa is talking about. Says the Gemara, as we see, there was a miser once with Rabbi Gamliel, and someone shechted, and someone else grabbed the mitzvah kisei adam, and Rabbi Gamliel was a chayav in asar zehuvim. Yeah. So, first let's come back to that Rashi, which says that the 40 zehuvim that Rebbe offered Tzeduki were for four brachos which are in macharim amen. So the Mandane Yomtiv says, what do you mean the Sha'in Macharim Omen? What's he trying to say here? What's Rashi trying to say? So he suggests that it could be that Rashi had a problem, is actually really five brachas because the person who leads the benching starts off saying, Rabbi Simon Varech, or Rabbi Simon Venom Bench, or whatever it is, and everyone says, Shabuch, Shachal, Mishalot, Vechayin, which is also a bracha. So why doesn't he have to pay that as well if you graduate eventually? On that, Rashi says, no, it's the schar brachos which you answer amen to. And the zimun, you don't actually answer amen to. Everyone says, baruch shachal mishalei. No one answers amen to anybody else. And in fact, it's actually a machlokes apotskin. The Magen Avraham brings down that the shlo says you should answer amen to the zimun, to baruch shachal mishalei. And some people, I believe, do have that many to say so. But other apotskin, the Magen Avraham brings down, says you don't have to. And the Magen Avraham also refers to this Rashi to say that possibly Rashi was hinting at the fact that you don't answer amen to the zimun, because Rashi says the schar of four brachas which you answer amen to, in other words, are not the zimun, and that's why there's no extra tenzel of him for that. And Magen Avraham himself suggests that it's not muchach from Rashi, but Rashi may have held that for a zimun you do actually answer amen, and he said to the four brachas which you answer amen to, which is the zimun and the first bracha benching, the second bracha and the fourth bracha, but not the third, because the third you say Beini Barachma of Yushalayim Amen. Everybody says Amen to that. So if you grab someone else's bracha, which everyone's going to say Amen to anyway, even the person who's a Mavoria, then it could be that you don't pay for that. So that's what the Magen Avraham. Lakabon, that's the explanation of the Magen Avraham. And Mandan Yomta, this is what Rashi was getting at. Comes along the Divrei Chamutas, the Pirush on the Rosh, and he quotes a Ram. The Ram says that although the Gemara says that the Schar for Asar Zahuvin is for the bracha and not for the mitzvah, but nonetheless, if you do a mitzvah which doesn't have a bracha and someone grabs it away from you, you also get ten zahuvim for that as well. So this is difficult. It's very difficult to understand because the Gemara says that the Rabbi Gamliel was machayev, the guy who did kisui adam, ten zahuvim, and there was a mitzvah kisui and a bracha. And if for each one of those you get ten zahuvim, you should have been machayev in 20 zahuvim, not 10. So the Shach and Chosha Mishpot and Tzim and Shimpei base, Tziv Katan Gimel, says, listen, first of all, the one is definitely right that you pay for a mitzvah as well, although the Gemara says in Chulin that the Ikas Chara is for the Brocha. Rashi, the run is correct because we have the Gemara in Baba Kama, which says that if someone cuts down someone else's tree, which is dangerous, or kills the shur, which was dangerous, he took away the mitzvah, he has to pay a fine. There's no brocha on the mitzvah of killing someone, a dangerous shur or cutting down a dangerous tree. And yet it's clear for the Gemara that there's a claim of ten zahuvim someone else grabs it away from him. So since the Shach, the Ran is clear from the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Ran is correct. Either Gemara in Chulin says that the ten zahuvim is for the brocha, not for the mitzvah. Says the Shach, if there's a brocha on the mitzvah, then it counts as only one set of ten zahuvim. It's a package deal. The mitzvah comes with a brocha. So then, the schar is mainly for the brocha, and the mitzvah comes along with it. You don't get an extra ten zahuvim for that. But if this brocha by itself, for example, well, it seems to be in the Gemara's case of Birkas HaMosen, well, certainly if there was a mitzvah by itself, which someone else grabbed away, then you would have to pay ten zahuvim. It's only when the mitzvah and the brocha come together, and it's the brocha on the mitzvah, and not a separate brocha, then you have to pay only ten zahuvim, and you don't pay 20 for the two together. And the Maaseh, the Ritva pretty much says it Mefurish as well. Now we come to an interesting Rosh. The Rosh on this Sugya quotes a story that once happened, that there was a bris taking place. And the father of the baby honored Reuven to be the Moichel. Well, before Reuven managed to do the bris milah, Shimon came running along, grabbed the baby, made the brocha, and did the bris. So the first Moichel, who lost out, went to a dintel and he said, I want 10 gold coins. He grabbed away the mitzvah from me. Now, maybe Tam Paskud, he doesn't get the 10 gold coins for two reasons. Reason number one is, he says, that this 10 gold coins for a mitzvah is a knas. It's a fine, rather than mormon, rather than financial worth compensation. We find in Halacha all sorts of payments that are mormon and payments which are knas. Someone who steals money, and you catch him, so he has to give it back. That's a monastic thing. If he hasn't got it anymore, he has to pay for it. Then there's a kanas, there's a fine. If you catch him, he has to pay kefal, he has to pay twice as much. The Gemara tells us that nowadays, we can't be done dine momenus. We can't have a bezdin nowadays, because we don't have smicha. Smicha was something which Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Yeshua, and was passed on from generation to generation, and fizzled out round about the times of the Amoraim. Since then, we don't have smicha. What we have smicha nowadays is not the smicha that the Gemara talks about. And the Gemara learns from Droshes that it could only be a dime and dinim omnis if you have smicha, which we don't have nowadays. So the Gemara already asks, how do we have a bezdin nowadays? So the Gemara says Shlichusai Ukav Dinon. The Beis Din nowadays does the Shlichus of the original Bote Dinim, which used to have Smicha. But the Gemara limits it. One of the things is we can only do Dine Momonos nowadays, we can't do Dine Kenosos. So if you go to Beis Din nowadays and you claim from a Ganath to pay back the money, Beis Din will be Mechayvim. If you claim the Knas, Beis Din can't be Mechayvim, but we don't have the authority to do that. So you can't pay Kefal nowadays, you don't have to pay Kefal nowadays. However, if the victim grabs the money, if he's tofas, then because there is really a Chiyuv Knas, he can get it. But you can't, it's not actionable in a Beis Din. So Rabbeinu Tam says this, Ten Zehuvim for grabbing or a mitzvah is a knas, and therefore in Beis Din we can't oblige the person to pay. That's the first reason why Rabbeinu Tam says why he wouldn't be mechayev the moil who grabbed it away. The second reason, says Rabbeinu Tam, is that in fact the moil who grabbed it away made a brocha. So the moil who had missed out should have answered amen to the brocha. And the Gemara tells us it's in brochas, and it's right at the end of Nozir as well. The person who says Amen to a brocha actually gets more schar than the person who says the brocha itself. So Rabbeinu Tam, so true he grabbed away the mitzvah, but he made a brocha, and the Gemara Chulin says the main schar, the main knas is on the brocha, and you could have answered Amen. If you would have answered Amen, you would have got at least the worth of 10 zuvim, so you can't complain. Novos. Maybe he didn't answer Amen. So Rabbeinu Tam, you'd asked it Ashtay, so you missed out yourself. You had the opportunity to answer Amen. That's your fault if you lost it. You can't blame the other person.
That's all assuming he was there, yeah.
Sorry?
Assuming that the first moil was there already.
Yeah, it was on the spot. The guy grabbed it away from him while he was about to do it. The pastor's was, he was there, but somebody honored him. He said, will you be the moil? Someone else came along and grabbed it off him. So he could have answered Amen. So does Rabbeinu Tam. Zok the Rosh brings down this Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh said, I would actually pass it for a different reason altogether. And this is a very interesting Rosh, which we're not going to enter today. It's a whole sugar to itself. The Rosh says that if a father is mechabed somebody else to do the bris milah, then it doesn't belong to that person. The mitzvah doesn't belong to them. The mitzvah is on the father to do it. The father gives it to somebody else, so the father's anyway not doing the mitzvah. The person who's supposed to do the mitzvah is not doing it anyway. So someone else grabbed it, he's no different from the person who the father appointed. And therefore, you can't claim he hasn't grabbed your mitzvah. If he'd grabbed the mitzvah of the father was about to do bris milah on his own son, then he would have to pay 10 zuvim, possibly. But if he grabbed it away from someone who the father honored, then there's no 10 zuvim. So the Ksos already asked on that, what do you mean? The person he honors is a shliach, is a shluch shlodok and moisa, and he grabbed it away from him. It's on the Ksos, and there's mashma from the shach, and there's mamucha from the rosh, that you can't make a shliach to do parakib shul, you can't make a shliach to do bris milah on your son. You have to do it yourself. If you're not able to do bris milah, you don't know how to do it, then obviously you should give it to somebody else. But it's not doing bris shlichus. Therefore, the Shach says, if you're able to do it, don't give it away to somebody else. You're not honoring them. You're missing out on the mitzvah. Why does shlichus not work in bris milah? That's the whole subject that the Ksos goes into. The Ksos says, if you want to be mechabed somebody at your son's bris, be mechabed them with mitzitza. But not with the bris, because you're losing out on the mitzvah. That's what the Ksos says. So Al-Kabonim, that's a whole thing in itself, why there could be the limits of Shlichus by Bris Milah. We don't want to go into that. What I want to discuss is...
All the Moilim nowadays always tell the father to make
Look at me. I'll say how the Shach and so Pashas, the Rosh, the Adam, saying, well, not like that. There is a Shlichus by Milah. But again, let's not go into that. But the main point I want to talk about here is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says the main reason why he patted the Moilim, grabbed away the mitzvah from somebody else, is because the first Moilim could have answered Amen. And God Lo, in Amen, Yosef, and Amavorim. So come on, the Madan Yom Tov and others all ask on this, on Rabbeinu Tam, what happens in the Gemara and Chulin with Rabbi Gamliel? Someone shechted the chicken and someone else came running forward, did the Kisei Adam and made the brocha, and Rabbi Gamliel was chayv masor zuvim. Why didn't Rabbi Gamliel say, well, you should have answered Amen? If you didn't answer Amen, it's your problem. God alone, Amen, yes, my worry. Yeah, and the answer must be, and that's what all the Mephoshim say, that presumably the fellow who did the Kisei Adam made the bracha, but he did it quietly, so he couldn't answer on me. Mashenkin, the guy who did the bris, probably did the bracha out loudly, presumably in the case of Rabbeinu Tam. Why should that be? Because the Matzias is that the bris is done in public. The Torah brings for Rabbeinu Tzemach Gorn that the Chatkili should have a minion by a bris if you can. So normally a bris is done in public. Normally the brachas are made out loud. And therefore that's presumably what happened. And therefore if you should have answered Amen. And if you didn't, it's your own problem. Mashenkin by Kisei Adam. Normally a person checks, there's nobody else there. And therefore normally he made the bracha quietly. But then Lo Chanami, had he made the bracha loudly, Rabbi Gamliel would not have been Mechayev in terms of them, because the other person, the first person, the shochet, could have answered Amen, and if he didn't, that's his own problem, he's missed out. Yeah. So the Madani Melech asked Madani Yom Tov asked another question. Rabbeinu Tam says that Gogol Oyna Omein Yosem Amavarech, and therefore, if someone grabs a mitzvah away from you and he makes a bracha, you should answer Omein, and you won't have to pay Rasa Rasulavin. So Madani Melech asked a few questions. Number one, he asks that Mashma from the Gemara in the end of Sotah and other places that Rav said to Rav Chia Berei, Chatoifa Burich, try and always grab the bracha rather than be the one to say Amen. Mashmah, that's more important to say the bracha than to say Amen. Moreover, and this is the main point, Rashi at Al-Gemara again says, remember when Rebbe offered the tzaduki, would you like kosher bracha to shosa, or do you want 40 zorvim? Rashi says 40 zorvim, the schar of four brachas which you answer Amen to. What was he saying that for? So we saw one suggestion is, Lafuki, the Birchas Hazinim, which you don't answer Amen to, on that you don't get 10 Zorvim. But he says something different. He says Rashi is putting in Sha'in Machrav Amen to say the Hedjah not like Rabbeinu Tam. Right? What was he saying? He's saying that you could either bench or I'll bench, to which you'll presumably be answering Amen, four brochas which you're going to answer Amen to, and still I'm going to have to give you 40 Zorvim. Other rabbi, not like Rabbeinu Tam, to tell you that even if someone else answers Amen to your brochas, it's not the same as making the brocha, it's not as good as making the brocha, and therefore you still have to pay 40 zorvim. But if it's mukha from Rashi, the Torah, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that's exactly what Rashi was trying to tell you. The schar of 40 brochas, which you answer Amen, you still have to pay 40 zorvim, even though you could answer Amen. From the shach on this, it's not correct for several reasons. First of all, it's true that the Gemara says that there is a Mount Omer that says it's kedai to say the bracha rather than answer Amen. But if you look carefully at the Gemara, it's the easiest place to find is right at the end of the Nothing. You know, look yourself, three or four lines of Gemara. It's much more from the Gemara, there's no machlokas about which is better, which gets more schar. Kula alma moide, that to answer Amen to a bracha, you get more schar than the person who makes the bracha. The Mount Omer says you should try and get the bracha rather than answer Amen. Is because the Gemara says, Mamarin Lifreya. The person who says the Brocha gets his schar quicker than the person who says Amen. That's not the Gemara. But the actual amount of the schar is actually more if you say Amen than if you say the Brocha itself. That's not the Gemara. So the Shach said, there is no one who holds that the Brocha is more important than Amen. So that can't be what Rashi is saying. That's number one. Number two, says the Shach, if you look closely at the Lashon of Gemara again, what did the Gemara say? Rebbe offered him, Koshel Brocha Ato Shoyse. Says the Shach, he didn't say, would you like to lead that in benching? He said, would you like to drink the wine? He didn't even say, Koshel Brocha Ato Mavoreth. He said, Koshel Brocha Ato Shoyse. He wasn't offering him the benching at all, he was offering him a sip of wine. And thirdly, Shlok the Shach, surely Rebbe would not offer the benching to a tzaduki. Enough that he invited him to the meal, but the Rebbe should ask the Tzaduki to be Moitzi me in Brochus, which we don't know if the Tzaduki even believes in the Brochus Baklal, and he should be Moitzi Rebbe. When Rebbe was the Nazi, there were presumably other people at the table as well. Rebbe could have taken the benching himself or given to somebody else, but not to the Tzaduki, but he was surely hidden off him. Says the Shach, no. It's a different Shach in the Gemara entirely. Rebbe was not offering the Tzaduki Brochus to bench at all. On the contrary, Rebbe didn't want the Tzaduki to bench. In fact, Rebbe didn't even want the Tzaduki to be present during the benching. He didn't even want the Tzaduki to have the opportunity to answer or main to anybody else's brachos. So this is what Rebbe said to him. Rebbe said to him, you're not going to have the benching, forget it. I'm going to bench myself, said Rebbe. Now you've got one of two things. You can either stay for the benching, answer or main to the brachos, and you'll get a sip of wine at the end, kosher bracha to shoyse. Or, if you go and leave before benching, then I'll give you 40 zehuvim. Why? Schar, says Rashi, of the four brochas which you could answer Amen to. And if I throw you out of the house, you won't have those Amen to four brochas, and therefore I'll have to pay you 40 zehuvim. But even the Rashi says exactly the same as Rabbeinu Tam. The reason why I would pay you 40 zehuvim is because I want you out of the house and you'll miss out on four brochas which you could answer Amen to. If you answer Amen to the brochas, it's the same as saying the brocha, or at least as good, and for that I'd have to pay you 40 zehuvim. But even that, Rebbe didn't want the Tzaduki to say, because he didn't want him to have the skutz of answering Amen to the brochas. So Rebbe said to him like this, You can have one of two things. Either a sip of wine or 40 gold coins. What's kedai for you? Hoping that the tzedukah would go for the 40 gold coins. And that, why would he give him 40 gold coins? Because he would have to leave before benching and not be able to answer on main and therefore not get his 40 to him both. And that Rashi is saying exactly the same as Rabbeinu Tam. If you do answer on main, you also get 10 to him. You also get the value of 10 to him, and therefore the person you've taken the mitzvah away from can't complain. Actually, the tzedukah decided to choose to kosher bracha, and he knows it. And the Gemara carries on to say that in later generations, they said the Stuckey's family became prominent politicians in Rome, and the Mephoshim, someone who was supposedly, according to the Shach, because of the scar, they decided to stay for benching and say Omen to the brachas, rather than take the 40 Zulvim.
Is the Omen of the Stuckey worth anything? No, it's why is he saying Omen to brachas if he did not Omen?
The Mai says he decided to stay, even though he could have got 40 Zulvim, and decided to stay just for a sip of wine. Vice says either he did to Shavuot or whatever, I don't know, but he got the most mushroom in the Hemshire Gemara, he got the scar in Adam at least for answering on me to every prophet. Yeah.
Back then, he came to tell him in the beginning about the fate of the first Stokia,
the Shach says it in a couple of words, and the Chorin, that's what he means, doesn't say quite Mefurish, but the Ritval pretty much says it Mefurish. Ritval says, Kosev Rocha Tashese, Perish Rashi, Ki Lo Eles Jesea Yamakvid, Eles Shalei Yitztarif Imohim Bebrocha. He didn't warn him to join in the benching, V'lo Yano Amen Kuchu Mevorev. V'zeo Shalom Demikan, the Schar Brocha, so I was Zehuvim. From here we learn that Rebbe was offering him 40 Zehuvim, if he wouldn't even answer Amen to the brachas and wouldn't be present at all. And that we understand is what the Gemara was trying to say. Yeah. There's an interesting thing that the Shach says, it's a well-known saying that people say when they mechabed someone else with benching, they say, I've given you a mitzvah which is worth 40 zehuvim. So the Shach Rabbeinu Yeruchim actually says, if you grab away the benching from somebody else, you offer someone to bench, and someone else benches instead, then he has to pay 40 zehuvim. But the Shach says that itself is a bit difficult. Because again, if we're going according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says that if someone takes a mitzvah away from you and makes the brocha, if you have the opportunity to answer Amen, you could say Amen, and it's at least as good as making the brocha, and therefore you don't have to pay any fine. The other person doesn't have to pay any fine. And if you don't say Amen, that's your own problem. You das and Ashay. So the Shach, how does that work with benching? You're supposed to bench. You've eaten a meal. Someone's honored you with the benching, and someone else grabs it away and benches out loud on behalf of everybody. Says the Shach, well, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the problem? Answer Amen to his brothers, and then he doesn't have to pay 40 zulvim. Elamai is talking about what he said it quietly, like Rabbi Gamliel with the person who did the Kisui Adam. He must have said the bracha quietly, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel was with him, because he didn't have the opportunity to say Amen. Says the Shach, well, it doesn't work with benching, because if someone else grabs over the benching and he says it quietly, so what happens now? So you have to bench yourself. So if you have to bench yourself, you're going to say your four brachas again. So you haven't lost out. So we won't have shot. If he says it out loud, then you answer Amen, and you don't have to play for all these orders for that. And that comes right behind your tongue. And if he says it quietly, you have to bench yourself. So you're again saying the same four brachas. In the case of Rabbi Galil, once he's done the Kisui Adam, you've missed the bracha, and you've made the bracha quietly, you didn't say Amen, you missed out entirely. But when it comes to benching, if you've done it quietly, then you have to bench yourself, so where you haven't missed out. So the Shach. The Chori must be a bit of a chiddush on the Shach, and he ends up with a Tzorach Him, but he says, the Chori must be, we have to say, that you only have to pay 40 Zehuvim or 10 Zehuvim for a brocha that someone takes off you if you're going to say that brocha in public. But if you're going to say it privately to yourself and someone grabs it away from you, and for that you don't have to pay 10 Zehuvim. That's the Shach. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, if someone grabs the bench, you must be talking about a case where he grabbed the bench off you, threw you out the house and locked the door so you couldn't answer on me. Everybody else dispersed by the time you came back in, and now you're going to bench quietly to yourself, and therefore you've lost out, even though you're saying the brocha, but you're not saying a public brocha, and therefore you have to have 10 Zehuvim. What about Rabbi Gamliel's case, the guy who grabbed away the Kisui Adam? So the Shach, we have to be nidchak to say that maybe he had intended to say the brocha out aloud. Someone else grabbed it off him and said it quietly. So he didn't have the opportunity to remain to his brochas, and he was going to say it out loud, so his brocha was worth 10 zulvim. And now he can't say it because the mitzvah's been done. That's why he lost out. The Shach himself says, Adayim Tzorachim, it's a bit schwer. But our components of the Shach, that which people often say, that when they give out benching, a chabadi with something worth 40 zulvim, That's not correct, Shach, because under normal circumstances, the Mechavad intervenes as long as you answer Amen to his brachas. And again, we're talking about in those days when they used to be mocked to everybody, nowadays anyone ventures themselves. Anyway, as long as you answer Amen to his brachas, you haven't lost out, says Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh brings it down, all the posts can be known. Because God alone, Amen is a number for it, and therefore he doesn't have to pay 40 zuzim because you haven't lost out, because you can answer Amen. Just to end off with the Chassam Sefer, Chassam Sefer asks a very interesting question on the whole sukkah. What does it mean you pay 10 zuzim for a mitzvah that someone grabs away from you? How much is a mitzvah worth? Surely a mitzvah is priceless. You offer a shah, achas kuris ruach, wa ilim abom, mikol chayelim azeh. A brocha or a mitzvah is worth 10 zuzim. That's all it's worth. I wonder how do you put a price on the mitzvah? So the Maaseh of the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hukos Kovel, the Mazik Halacha, given in the Dalet, brings down these halachas. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam word for word. It comes from the Rif. The Rambam says there are two opinions. Some say you pay 10 zuzim for every mitzvah, every brocha. Some say you pay, well, the fee ra'osei ne'adayin, how much the dayin thinks is roy in this particular case. Rabbi Gamliel was b'chayav 10 zuzim, but it doesn't mean it's always 10 zuzim. It depends on the person and how much he's an elch, how much he values his own mitzvahs. The dayin has to make an estimation. So the mashmos of the Gemara we saw before, the knossos you're not gover in nowadays, because it's a knas, mashmos is not necessarily the actual financial value of the mitzvah. It's a knas, it's a fine for grabbing away someone else's mitzvah. But Kavon Razeh Fred the Chassam Sefer. Not the Chassam Sefer, then just Santa Zach. The Chassam Sefer, he asks another question. Someone who wants to do a mitzvah, he intends to do a mitzvah, he's ready to do it, the Nernas. Yeah, he had an onus happened, he couldn't, he was unprevented, not through his own fault from doing the mitzvah. So the Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Machshavit, as if he did the mitzvah itself. Choshav Lasas Mitzvah Menas, it's Kehilu, he did the mitzvah. So if you want to do a mitzvah, someone else grabbed it away from you, so you get the same schar as if you'd done it, because you wanted it, it was an onus, so why should you get paid for it, compensation? So that's what I'll say, if it goes like this. What's the difference between someone who does a mitzvah and someone who wanted to do a mitzvah but didn't manage to do it at the last minute because someone else grabbed it away? He says, someone who does a mitzvah, he gets schar of a mitzvah. How much is that schar? We don't know. It's a name of my boy. It's Yif Shalashar. You can't make put a price on that. But there's something else as well. If he does a mitzvah, he does it with simcho, with tuv levo. He's happy. So the Chassam Sefer gets schar and name of my boy for that as well. If he's happy to do a mitzvah, he'll get schar for that as well. What about the person who's about to do a mitzvah and someone else grabbed it away from him? Well, since it was an oinus, he gets a schar, ki lo asa the mitzvah, as if he did it. Chassam Sefer takes it very literally. He'll get the same schar as if he had done the mitzvah. On the other hand, he's sad that he didn't actually manage to do the mitzvah. So the Chassam Sefer, he'll get schar for that as well. Just like the person who does the mitzvah will get an extra schar for being happy and doing the mitzvah, a person who was prevented from doing the mitzvah will get the extra schar for being sad that he couldn't do the mitzvah. So what's the difference between the two? They both get the schar for doing the mitzvah, well, he because he did it and he because he wanted to do it, and they both get the schar for their attitude, him happy to do the mitzvah, him sad he couldn't do the mitzvah. What's the difference between the two? He's happy and he's sad. So the Chassam Sefer, that you have to pay 10 zuzim for. Not the schar of the mitzvah, that's priceless. Not even the schar or his attitude in doing the mitzvah, that's also priceless. You have to pay him a kanas because this man was going to be happy and now he's sad. And he's got sour devil, he's upset and he could have been happy. The schar of Shemaim will be the same either way. So if you pay 10 zuzim, not for the schar of the mitzvah. You pay 10 zuzim because you made the person upset instead of making him happy. That's the reason why you have to pay 10 zuzim.
It's less. Not really. It's 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 not really.